mit Beis. Omar ish lokish, hamoitzi shemra alaktano pota. The person is hamoitzi shemra anaktano, so he's pota. Shenemar venosnu la aviha nairo, nairo molei diber hakosov. What does Rashi say? Nairo molei diber hakosov. Bechol mokim ksiv nairo without a hay. Vekan ksiv nairo molei. Lohitzi es aktano. So if the Torah wrote a hay there, which is normally not the way the Torah writes the word nairo, so the hay is coming to tell us this is Bafka Agdoilo, Naira Molei Dibarakosov. So it would seem that Resh Lakish figured out from the extra hay that it's speaking about Agdoilo, not about Agtano. Maskif lo Rav Ache Barabe, Taimo, Dixivbo Hanairo. So your only Hechech, that it's speaking about a gedoyla, because it says hanayra with a hay. Holav hochi, but if it would not have said with a hay, hava mina afilu ktano, that the parsha is speaking about afilu ktano. Hoksiv im emes hoya adovor hazeh. In the parsha from Meitzi Shemre, it says, so there's two sides to the coin. One side was that is hoitzi shemra psulas Yisrael. So then, you can't send him a Yakesef, and he gets Malkis. V'imemis hoya dova hazeh, leinimtsu psulim lenayro, v'itziu es hanayro al pesach beis aviyo uskalua. Uktano lav basoinshinim. So Rav Ache asked on Resh Lakish, you don't need a raya from nayro. Without the Naira, we see the Parsha is speaking about a Gdoila, because it says you give her skila. So that can't be pshat in Resh Lakish, Elokan Naira. Here it means a Gdoila. O kolmokim shenema Naira chosarei afilu ktano b'mashma. So then it's mashma afilu ktano also. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Elokan nairo, Elahai dechsiv molei loyle lamed al atzmoi bo. That what it says over here with the hay, it's not to tell us that this case is speaking about a gedoyla. Ulo hoitzi yes aktana. The belav hach droshe imita loktana. I know it's speaking about a gedoyla, not from this nairo, which means not ktana. Kedamrine, the lav bas onshim. Because it says that uskaluha, you give her skilus, al kochach, the parsha is speaking about a gedoyla. Al olamed bo al kol nairo shebetoiro sheksuvim chosa loimer sheaf aktane b'mashme. That means that when it says nairo without a hay, so it could mean ktano v'hochi yalef kam, and that's what Resh Lakish is learning out. V'hochi yalef kan nairo. Kan she evsha b'ktano. Here it can't be speaking about a ktano. Ksiv mole. That's why it says mole. The Torah went bedavka to write a hey here, because here it has to be speaking about a gedoylo. Olamato shekol mokim shenichtav chosa. Wherever it's written without a hay, afaktano b'mashme. So then it comes to include, then aktan is also b'mashme. Kigoyim ba'oynes u'mefata, like oynes u'mefata, it says nairo without a hay. So it's coming to tell us that afilu aktano. Now, I'd just like to mention one ha'ore. We'll see, Tosfos is a whole different pshat in our Gemara, but the pasuk says, when it says, "Behoitzi es ha'naira," when you kill her, it says "naira chaser hay." When the whole parsha is speaking about "naira chaser hay," there's only one place in this parsha that speaking that mentions "naira" with a hay. It says "v'nosnu lavi ha'naira." Here it says with a hay, but the whole parsha. The Avi Hanaira and later Vaitzius Hanaira, everything is speaking about, it says Chosarei. So what is Pshat in Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is telling us, you know, here it says Naira with a hay. Not to tell me that it's speaking about a Gedoyla, because I know it's speaking about a Gedoyla, but it's coming to tell us that why did the Torah put a hay over here? To tell us that here Dafkitz a Gedoyla. But when it doesn't say a hey, it could mean a Ktana. So the Emerson Pshat is as follows. There's a Kri of Naira, and there's a Ksiv of Naira. I mean, the Ksiv is with a hey, and the Kri is without a hey. So Reish Lakish is telling us like this, when there's a ksiv of naira, so then the word means not ktana. That's the meaning of the word. It means not ktana. When there's a kri of naira without a ksiv, then the word could mean, that means this word does not mean not ktana. This word without a does not mean not ktana. So now, if I have a riot speaking about a gedoyla, say if a riot speaking about a gedoyla, the word naira can be speaking about a gedoyla also. But not this word is telling me not ktana. The word that means the bitzad, the word naira, it's not memayit ktana. Naira, a ksiv of naira tells us not ktana. A kri of naira could include ktana. If I have a riot from the parshim, that it's speaking about a gdoila, so speaking about a gdoila, but not from this word. So I have to look for other rayas. So if I have a raya, then it could be it's speaking about a gdoila. If I don't have any raya whatsoever, by Eines and Mefata, I don't have any raya whatsoever. So mehechi teisi not ktana. The word naira does not mean not ktana. That's l'chayre what Rashi is saying. Let us see Tosfos. Holav hochi avamina afilu ktana. So the Gemara started off by saying, because there's the hay, that's why it's a gedoyla. Holav hochi afilu ktana voksi ve'im emes hoyo adova. Now, if we learn poshit pshat in the Gemara, we would learn, and it seems Rashi did learn like this, that poshit pshat in the Gemara is like this. That this parsha is speaking about two oifanim. One oifan that he said the truth. One oifan that he said a lie. But it seems it's speaking about the same case. So just like in the case when he said the truth, it says, uskoluha, you give her skilus. Hakochach, it's speaking about that she's a gdoila, because she's not manish ektane. So the other case is also speaking about that she's a gedoyla. That's how you learn poshim pshat in the Gemara. So Taisa says that's not pshat in the Gemara. Nira lari, gleiboi rav acha lemelef knas mimise. He's not telling us, the Torah is speaking about two cases. One case when he said the truth, and she's chayiv mise. Another case when he said a lie. He's not telling us that you learn a knas mimise. The chol heiched the loy mechayev misa loy mechayev knas. That is not what he means. The loy boy lemeima nami hoyel ukro airi begdoila kodinim shebe parsha einoigim ela begdoila. Since the a part of the parsha is speaking about gdoila, so the whole parsha has to be speaking about gdoila. There's no gili on the whole parsha. There's no yisod. You learn out knas v'mise. Elohachi porich. Taime de kosav rachmona nairo behei. The Gemara understood from Reish Lakish the reason why she's a gdoila, because it says behei. Ho lav hochi. Hava amine afilu ktane b'mashme v'hainu. Mishum de kiven de loik siv hei. That means naira, a ksiv of naira means gdoila. Since it does not say a hei, bitel mashmois naira. So not a hei is telling us that it's not gdoila. Bitel mashmois naira, the mashme davke gdoila. That's how the Gemara understood what Reish Lakish is telling us. A ksiv of naira means gdoila. And if it's, you don't have a ksiv of naira, so that's a mevatel of that mashmois, it's coming to tell us a ktana also. For a ksiv, so the Gemara asks, im emes oyo adobo, then veitziu es ha naira, o ktana lav bas onshin hi, Velohochi kosov nairo chosa. So the Gemara says, the Gemara understood that a ksiv of nairo means gedoilo, and only a kri of nairo means not gedoilo. So the Gemara says, I have a big problem. The pasuk says, veitziu es hanairo, that you kill her, and there it's chosa. Alma mishum chesorin hei, Einoi mevutul mashmois naira dava gdoila. That's what the Gemara's kash. The Gemara understood Reish Lakish is telling us that a kri of naira is telling us not gdoila. So Moses says it's not true. I have the pasuk is speaking, it says there's a kri of naira, and it's speaking about a gdoila. Vahashte loikoshe midi. So now Taisva says, well, it's good. A few things. Number one, l'rabbonon menolu de mechayvi skile bebo alaktano. The machloikis in Sanhedrin, the rabbonon and rameyem, if a godel was bo anaktana hamu'uroso. So, rameyem holds, he's potter from skile. And the rabbonon say, he's chayev skile. So Taisvi says, L'chayra Asugye is problematic. Asugye seems to say, if you don't poship shat in our Gemara, that a Gemara says the Parsha has to be speaking about a Gedoyla, because it says, Uskalua, you kill us, so it has to be speaking about a Gedoyla. So if the Parsha has to be speaking about a Gedoyla, so how could the Chachomim say that the Zachiv Skile and Abo al Ktana Murosom, if the whole parsha is only speaking about when she's a gedoila, minolu de machayim skila bebala ktane, v'akro bebas oin shinayri. So Taisvis answers, the hochelei boile mi uti ktana miknas mishum de kro bebas oin shinayri. Not the Gemara wanted to say that by a ktana, there's no knas, because mishum dekrobas on shnayri eloke de frishes. That means the Gemara had just said, how could the Gemara had understood from Reish Lakish that Reish Lakish is telling us that when there's no hay, that means ktano, only because there's a hay, it means doila. But no hay means ktano. So the Gemara says, that's not true, because by me said there's no hay, and it means doila. That's all what the Gemara said. But not that the parsha has to be speaking about gdoila because it says you give us skila. The parsha is speaking about God that she's a gdoila. But that's not a tnai in the parsha. You can give him skila for she's a ktana also. Pleitik shenami ma'itzterich psulas Yisroel, teipik lei mi bi Yisroel, the gabi skila, the loyafina me'adodi. Memele is farenfot another kashim. We have two miyutim to be memayit geirim. Nevo lo osasa bi Yisrael, and v'loi geirim, And then Besulas Yisrael v'loy Geirim. So if you learn Pshat that we learn out one chelik of the parsha from the other, so, and we learn out Kanas from Skila, some Amela, so then we have a problem. But Taisus says, forget, there's no such thing you learn out one from the other. The Gemara's Kasha was a different Kasha in Gansa. Hakol mokem shenemer naira afilu ktana b'mashma. So what did Reish Lakish Lemaisa say? Now, that what the Torah put a hay over here is to tell us, because here it has to be speaking about a gedoyla, so that, because the pasuk says you kill her, so since it has to be speaking about a gedoyla, that's what the Torah put a hay, to tell you, but when there's no hay, it does not have to be speaking about a gedoyla. It's the kri of Nara does not necessarily mean not ktana. The ksiv of Nara means not ktana. So ktoisvis v'rab meya nami havedorish hochi. So memele, this cheshbin that why did the Torah write over here Naira, and the Teretz Reish Lakish said, because here, Bedavke, it's speaking about a Gedoyla. So when it's Davke Gedoyla, then the Teretz wrote a hey. So Ramei and Nami have a Dori Shochi. Ramei also would have held this Cheshbin. But Ramei holds there's no Parsha of Oynes and Mefata by a Ktano, even though there it says Naira without a hey. That means Rab Meir holds that L'chayre Reish Lakish is correct, that the Torah Bedavke wrote Naira with a hay over here to tell you here Bedavke it's a gedoyla. In other cases it could be a ktana, and he would say that Einis Mefata is also speaking about a ktana, but he has a raya from the parsha that is speaking about a gedoyla, because it says v'loy silisha b'mefan b'behava atzmoi akosav medaba. So that's his heichoche that it's speaking about a gedoyla. V'im toima hoyil u'mistava le'midrash d'chol mokim shenema nairo chosarei afilu ktana b'mashme kerabonim. Now, by Einis Mefata, he has a hichoche from v'loy si'elisha. His name l'rameya dafke b'Einis Mefata d'goli kro goli. Good. So here you have nairo, which could be speaking about ktana, but it says v'loy si'elisha to tell us that it's speaking about a gedoyla. But any other case where it says Naira L'chayre, Rab Meir, where it says Naira Chosarei, Rab Meir is also made to the Chachamim, it could be speaking about Ktana. Aber b'chol mokim nidreish tafilu Ktana b'mashme. So what's the kasha? So why does Rab Meir hold that Abba al Ktana Morosa, he's potter from Skila? That's the machloikas we mentioned before. That's the machloikas Ramei and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that he's part of him, that he's chayiv skila, because it doesn't say she has to be a gdoila. It says nairo chosarei. It means that she could be a ktana also. So why does Ramei say not like that? Why does Ramei say that, why does Rab Meir say that if she's a ktana, he's potter from skila? In Yesod, he's moide to Reish Lakish that naira chaser hay is not a miut on ktana. Primary, the haino time of the Rab Meir, the davke loines umefata osa krod of loisia leisha. If we have Naira Chosahei Ba'inus HaMefata, we have B'loi Si'elisha. Now, if we'll say, Tavka over here, it means Agdoila, because it says B'loi Si'elisha. Lichtev Bohu Naira. Mole, so let it say Naira with a hey. K'moi bi Boitzi Shemra. V'hav Amrinen Ka Naira, ho b'chol mokei. Umidrsiv loisia leisha bemahava atzmo, and it says nairo chosarei, So let us explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying as follows, that Reish Lakish had a ha'ore. We'll look in Chumash. Most of the times it says Nairo Choser Hei. By Maitzi Shemra, V'nosan Lavi Anar says with a Hei. So Reish Lakish asked Akasha, why did the Torah say a Hei over here? So Reish Lakish said a Teretz in Hilchis Pshat, that what? Naira with a hey means gdoilo, not ktano. And since here the Parsha is speaking about dafka gdoilo, that's why the Torah said naira with a hey. That was the Teretz of Reish Lakish. And that is telling you, but whenever it doesn't say naira with a hey, it does, so the word naira does not mean not ktano. He said, the word Nairo, which means not Ktana, that's Davka, that means Nairo with a hay. Nairo without a hay means a child. How old is the child? Whatever, it doesn't matter. It could be a Ktana, it could be a Gdoyle. Nairo without a hay, it doesn't have a specific translation of not Ktana. That's the Shtik Torah of Reish Lakish. Now, by Oynes and Mefate, it says Nairo without a hay. So the Chachamim hold, no, it says Naira without a hay. So Naira without a hay means a child, any child, a Ktana, a Gdaila, fine. So Memele, so therefore the Chachamim hold Yechayah by Ktana also. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rab Meir said, but it says, Veloisi Elisha, B'mahava Atzmaya Kosu Medabo. So this Pasuk is speaking about only a Gdaila. Fine. Only a gdoila. Now, Reish Lakish, now Rav Meir had a kasha. If Reish Lakish is correct, that the word Naira with a hay means not ktano, so why didn't the Torah say Naira with a hay over here? If that's the taich, why did the Torah write Naira, which could mean ktano, and then write, she has to be a gdoila, write a word that means gdoila. So, Rav Meir said, the word Naira without a hay also means Gdoila. I wish to disagree with you. It says Naira without a hay, and this is Blaise Elisha. Naira without a hay also means Gdoila. In Taich. Now, the Malay Royim asks Akasha, so according to Rav Meir, so why does it say Naira by Moitzi Shemra with a hay? That's the Sakash, right? Naira without a hay means only Gdoila. And therefore, Rav Meir holds, if a Godel will be born a Ktana Hamarosa, he's part of a Meskila. Naira without a hay means not Ktana. So why does it say Naira with a hay by Moitzi Shemra? So Dachsach Meir, Pshatan Rav Meir is as follows. There is a Yesoidistik Echilik between Reish Lakish and Rav Meir. Reish Lakish told us in Pshat, in Taich, in translation, there's a difference of these two words. Naira with a hay means gdoila, naira without a hay is parve. It means a child, it can be, doesn't matter how old she is. That's naira without a hay. Rav Meir said that Naira without a hay also means Gdoila. Because it says Naira and Veloisi Elisha. If the word Naira would mean, Thomas, why did the Torah write such a lotion? Why didn't the Torah write Naira? If you're telling me when the Torah means Dafka Gdoila, the Torah spells it out. So why did the Torah write such a misleading lotion? So he said the translation of Naira without a hay means Gdoila also. Now you'll ask me a kasha, so why here does it say with a hay, here doesn't say with a hay? So that's drash, this chseiris v'yeseiris. Sometimes it says mole, sometimes it says chosa. But the difference between mole and chosa is not a difference in taich. There's droshes maybe. Sometimes the Torah was, it says, sometimes it says l'oilom, without a vav, sometimes it says l'oilom with a vav.
זה שמי לא אילום. So that's a drash. Why did Teir, why was Teir מחס עדי? צריך להלם. But not פשט. Rab Meir is telling us that in פשט, in translation, Nairo, the Kri of Nairo and the Ksiv of Nairo mean one thing. It means Agdoila. That's what Rab Meir says. So you can't ask a kasha. So why by Meir Tishemra it says with a hey? So you ask me, let's add darshan all the Yiseiris and Chaseiris. There's a reason for it. But the reason is not in Pshat. The reason is in Drash. So you have to know why here the Torah wrote with a hey, why here the Torah wrote without a hey. But Al Kaponim, there's no chilik in pshat between naira with a and naira without a. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tani shilo. Shalosh midos b'naira. So Rashi says, shalosh midos b'misas naira hamaros. So there are three chilukim b'misas naira hamaros. What are the three chilukim? Bolo edim beveis chomeho shezinso beveis avio. And this is the case of Moitzi Shemra when he's telling the truth. Bolo edim beveis chomeho la'acha shenises. And the edim say shezinso beveis avio be'erison. The meyid that they saw she was mezane al tzarusa. So the halacha is soiklin oiso al pesach beis avio. So then you give skila al pesach beis avio. The mokim askila is in front of the father's house. Soiklin oiso pesach beis avio. So Rashi says the hochi ksiv vaitzios hanairo el pesach beis avio by the parsha Moitzi Shemra. Vahai, in this Pasha speaking about, Bebo Eidim Beveis Chomeo, the Pasha speaking about, we're after Nisuin already, the Hobim Beveis Chomeo Ksiv, the Bemaitzi Shemra Ksiv, the Meforish Beikro Ve'ekra Ve'leho, Al Mekshenise. So the Pasuk is speaking about, that we're after the Nisuin, Ve'ekra Ve'leho, Metzosi Lebitcha Psulim. So, and the Eidim say, yeah, because she was Mezane, Beveis Aviyah. So Memele, then we kill her, Beveis Aviyah. Ru'u Gidulim Kshegidaltem Kloima Mibayis Ze Yotzos Anavolo Sheboi Zinso. We'll come back to this in just 1 second. Bo'ulo Eidim Beveis Aviyah Shezinso. Now there's another parsha of the two parshas of Nara Meros in the Torah. Come out one after the other. The first parsha of Nara Meros is speaking about a case of Moitzi Shemra, Emes Oyodovo, and if it wasn't Emes, so there it says, if Emes Oyodovo, you give us Kila. And in the parsha of Moitzi Shemra, that speaks about when she was Takim Mezane Beveis Aviyah, there it says that the soikel hom vaytziu asanayra al pesach beis aviyah. Now afterwards is another parsha that there was a nara murosa that was mezane, and there it says so it comes that edim were meyid bishashi was an aruse, but she was mezane. Bol or Eidim beveis aviyah. Before the Nisuin, Eidim come to Bezdin and say that she als arusa was mezane. She zinso beveis aviyah, soiklin oiso al pesach shar ha'ir. Then the mokim maskila is not by her father, but then the mokim beis askila is pesach shar ha'ir. So the Ritva says a beautiful pshat. What is pshat in this? So the Ritva says as follows. If we are speaking about that there was Nisuin already, the husband was Boyula, then he says, Lematosi Lebitcha Psulim, and then he did some research and he found out, Adam says she was Mezane already before, that's why she's not a Psulim. Now, a person looking at this Maise, we're gonna kill her. We won't know when she was mezane. Could be she was mezane Beveis Chomel, she was Mezana. Who knows when she was Mezana? I don't know when she was Mezana. I found out now she was Mezana. So therefore, in order to take off the chshad and the blame from Beveis Chomel, so we go and we kill her, Beveis Aviyah. Ru gidulim shad gidaltam claim it me base yotsahana bolo shaboizinsa. That means if we find out after Nisuan that she was Mizanit, so people won't know already when it was. Maybe her father took very good care of her, and now she came Beveis Chomel, she was Mizanit there. So Memele, in order to be Megale, that the Mokim and the Vola was base of Ia, so we're cycle of a base of Ia. If Adim come and say, before she ever got married, before there was Nisuin, after Eirisin, Adim come and say that she was Mezanet. So now there's no chshad. We know Zicha that the Nevola came from Beis Aviyah. She never entered Beis Chomel. So then Fakert, so you don't have to take off the chshad from Beis Chomel. Everyone knows that it occurred, the Nevola occurred Beis Aviyah. So then Fakert, then there's an inyan to be mefarsim her mise. So we kill her b'shar ha'ir. That means if the Shal Ha'ir will not take off the Chshad from Beis Chomel, then forget about the Pirsum, let's take off the Chshad. But if everyone knows that there's no Chshad Beveis Chomel, Shizicha was Mezane Beveis Aviyah, so then we cycle our Shal Ha'ir. Solcha, now we're talking about the second case. We found out that Adim saw that she was Mezane als Nara Hamorosa. Ule besoif bogro. And now she became a bogris. Before Hamode Bedin, that means, let's say, she was a Nara Hamorosa, but holding before the Nisuin, a Nara Hamorosa, let's say the day before bogris, she was Adim saw she was Mezane with someone. Right, so she was Mezana als Nara Moros. The next day she becomes a Bogris. Now we schlep her to Bezn. So now, Bishas Hamod Bedin, we are paskening Achiev Misa on a Bogris, who was Mezane bin Naruso. Socha ule besoif Bogro, Tidoin bechenek. Then we'll give her chenek already. Then the whole chiddush of Nara Marasa Beskila falls off. So the Gemara says, Lememre, the chol heiche, the ishtani gufe ishtani ktolo. That when her guf changed, so the oinish of Misa also changes, Eremino. But before we see the Gemara's kashe, let us see what Rashi says, and we'll try to explain this Gemara. Zogt Rashi, Eidem beweis avia koinem shenisais, seiklin oisal sharir, der sivkia nare psula miurosa, bei zeisem eschneim al sharhe irahi. Then there's a din of sharir. Tidoin bechenek, ki heichi de ilu zanoi hashte. If she would be mezane now, als bogres, is lab skila ike, then there's no einish of skila, elachenik. The chik siv skila bezinsa nairo ksiv. Shenema ki yenare psula, as hashte, but if she would be mezane now, she would get chenik, hashte nami bechenik, the kiven de ishtani gufe, bein chait lahamode bedin. Since her guf became nishtane, between the chet and the amode bedin, ishtani ktolo lichdahashte. So there's a shinui on what oynis misa she gets. She gets an oynish misa to what she is now, and now she is a boigris. So I'd like to explain that Yelis HaShachar says a beautiful biur in this Gemara. And this will be able to understand the whole hemshech of the Gemara. in Pasuk it says that there are two halachas. There's one halacha, Anara Hamorosa, that was Mezane Altsnaira, and you kill Altsnaira, so you get Skila. A Bogris Hamorosa, that was Mezane Altsbogris, and you kill Altsbogris, you get Chenek. That's these two halachas we know. Nara Amoroso is different than a Boigras Amoroso. That's clear. A Boigras Amoroso gets Chenek, a Nara Amoroso gets Skila. Now, let us clear a Chakira. What is the Yesoid HaChilik? Is the Yesoid HaChilik in the Aveire? That means an Aveire of a Nara Amoroso deserves Skila. An aveira of a boigris amoroso deserves chenik. Why? I don't know the chishbainis. Abo kaponim, that's what the Torah said. It's a different type of an aveira. The Torah said, an aveira of a znus of an eishes ish of a nara amoroso deserves kila. A znus of a boigris amoroso deserves chenik. Or else you could say, in the Aveire of Nara Moros and Boigris Amoros, it's one Aveire, it's an Aveire of Eishas Ish, it's Inso. It's not two Aveires. Nara Moros is a different, in Aveire they're the same. No, in the Oynish, the Torah wanted, no, you should be Manish and Nara Moros a Skila. You should be Manish a Boigris Amoros a Chenek. So it's a din in the Oynish. That what the Torah was Mishane, the Oynish Boigris Amorosa, Nar Amorosa, is not because the Aveire is any different, but the Torah had different onshim for different gufim. A Nar Amorosa will give her, will be paskin on her on an Oynish of Skila. A Boigris Amorosa will paskin on her an Oynish of Chenek. So the Gemara understood now that Tana Devei Shila learned the second way. So Memela is like this. If she was Mizane, Altsnara Morosa, but before we made the Hamode Bedin, she became a Boigris. Socha Ule Besoiv Bogro. So now we have to paskin Achiev Mise and Anaira. And a Boigris. We have to paskin Achiev Mise and a Boigris. That's what we have to paskin. So for Kert, Ishtani Gufi, Ishtani Ktof, the whole Sibbe, that there's a difference between Boigris and Naira, is, the Sibbe is not, it's a different type of an Aveire. The Sibbe is the Torah wanted that a Naira should get such a Noinish and a Boigris should get such a Noinish. So Memele, so therefore, Tana Devei Shila said, so if this Nus was when she was a Naira, but Besen is the Paskin when she's a Boigris, so we're being Manish a Boigris. And we have our guidelines. The Oynish of a Boigris is Chenek. That's the Lomdis of Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Ktolo. Because the Chilik in Oynish is Pshat, because it's a Seder and Onshim. Not it's a Chilik in the Mais Aveira. It's the same Mais Aveira. The Torah said different Gufim deserve different Onshim. So Memele, if we're paskening that Mother Bedin is when she's a Boigris, she gets Chenek. So the Gemara says, no, so we see that Tana Devei Shila holds the Ishtani Gufi Ishtani Ktolo. Because the Einish Ktolo is Tolo in which Guf we're being Manish. We're Manish Anayro, she gets Kila. We're Manish Abagris, she gets Chenek. Veraminu. So the Gemara says, Aleshi Wakashe. We learned another Baraisa that says not like that. Nara hamuroso shezinso, umishe bogro, hoitzi oleho shemra. Now, if she was, shezinso umishe bogro, hoitzi oleho shemra. We're talking about if she was mezane, it was benarusa. If she wasn't mezane, but everything, if she was mezane, this nus was when she was a naira. And then she wasn't mezanetake. is who ain't a loike, the ain't a noisen meyesela. That means, if he was moitzi shemran her, he said that she was mezane benarusa. That's what he said. And he was moitzi shemran when she was a boigres. So the halacha is that there's no din of moitzi shemran. He's not loike, and he is not, and he doesn't have to pay meyesela. What happens if it was the truth? She was mezane binarusa. And we found this out bibagrusa. Is he vizaymemel magdimim lebeis askila. So her and the zaymemim will get skila. So the Gemara says, he vizaymemel salkedaitach, this does not stim. He means that Adim came and said that she was mezane binarusa. Zaymemel means that Adim said she was mezane binarusa, and we were mazim them. So memele, so it can't be he vizay memel. If the Adim said the truth, so she gets skila. If the Adim were Adim zay memim, so they get skila. He vizay memel salkadaitach ala oihi oi zay memel magdimim lebeis haskila. Of al koponim, so what does it say over here? So here it says that if he was moitzi shemra on her when she was a boigris, and if it's true that she was take mizane binaruso, she gets skila. So it's clone not like tone de beishila. So we don't say ishtani gufe ishtani ktola. Fakel vaistais the other way around. It would seem that the din skila is totally in the aveira, not in the oynish. As nus of a nara marosa is deserving of skila. So memele, if there was as nus of a nara marosa, it doesn't matter when we're paskening on her. But it's as nus of a nara marosa, as nus of a nara marosa gets skila. That's what it says in this baraisa. So this is not like tonne de beishila. Let us see what Rashi says. Hoitzi ala Hashem ra, shekonsa mi shebogo, vleimotsa lo psulam, obo le bezn. Hu ein eloik ke im kichesh. If he said a lie, he doesn't get malchus, because he was moitzi shemra when she was a boigris. Veini noisin me yosela, dechiksi v'yisru oisoi malchus, v'onshu oisoi momen, benaroksiv. Vizeh said, if a person was moitzi shemra an a naira. And so, and this aveira of moitzi shemra an a naira, the einish is malchus and meyosela. Vizeh akimas vosav goyrim leilionish. That means whatever he said wrong, that brings about the einish. Kidemetaretz lakamon, vakimas vosav beboigris avoy. Here he spoke about a boigris. So he's being moitzi shemra on a isha who is now a boigris. He imemisoye v'zememer edim shemidim al znusav nimtzu zememim magdimim lebeis haskila kloima yashkimu baboike l'sham. That means in the morning they should wake up to go there. Ki ein lahem neis v'hamlota min hamisa hazayis. That means there's no way to avoid this. Dechayev skila magdimim lebeis haskila. So the Gemara is, he was a memer salkedaitach, imemes oyo, ein sheker. Ela oihi imemes, oize memer, im sheker. Lebeis haskila, alme. Af algav di ishtani gufe. Now, when we're going to kill her, we're going to paskin on her, chiev mise, she is not a naira, she's a boigris. Ve'ilu zanoi hashta baschaneki lemrini nishtani ktolo. So we say that the Iker is the aveira of a naira, not the criteria is an oynish of a naira. The aveira of a naira. That's why we paskin achiev skila an a boigris, because there was a znus of a naira. So this is a kasha antone de veishila. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Moitzi Shemra Kamret, you're asking a kashe Antone de Veishile from Moitzi Shemra,
Shani moitzi shemra de chidushu. Da nichnesa lechupe veloi nivalo ba'almo. Vizinsa bechenek. Vilu moitzi shemra beskile. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Moitzi Shemra kamret la asuvi, you're asking a kashe for Moitzi Shemra, asolcha ule besoif bogro, de toni tane, da airi bebolo eidem beveis ovio. That means, we mentioned before, there are two parshas in the Torah that speak about the Misa of Nara Amoroso. The first parsha speaking about the parsha of Moitzi Shemra. And it's speaking about that he says le matzos le bitcha psulim, and he brought edim, and she gets skila, and right afterwards is a parsha that edim saw she was mezane beveis avio, and then she also gets skila. There's two parshas. Now, Rav Shila was talking about zinsa beveis avio. And Rav Tonel Veishila said, if it was Zinzo Beveis Avio, and the Psag Din was when she's a Bogra, she gets Chenek. We say, Ishtani Gufe, Ishtani Ktol. So you ask a Kashe from a Baraisa that speaks about Moitzi Shemra, the same case. She was Mezane when she was an Aruse. The Psag Din is when she's a Bogres. And there it says you give her Skila. That's your Kashe. So Rove says, you can't compare these two halachas. Why? Shani misa habo, the chi of skile, habo yidei etzo shemro, the baal misheni says. This is a different chi of skile than the chi of skile of zinso beveis avio. Why? The chidushu, because this whole parsha of Meitzi Shemra is a chidush. V'loim rinim bo the mishum de ishtani gufe. So here we don't say since it's ishtani gufe. The iza noi hashto baschenekui name ishtani ktole dahach de zanoi benayos. Here we don't say that ishtani gufe ishtani ktolo. Why? She says do nichneso lechupe v'loi nivalo ba'almo v'zinso bechenek. Klima v'teida. I'll bring you a raya. Toho b'loi bogro nami. Forget about this case of the Baraisa that's speaking about Bogron, you get skile, yasking akash and tonu devei shile. Let's forget about this. Da boloi bogronami. Floima, veteida, da boloi bogronami. She didn't become a boigris. Boloi haitzos shemra. Vafilu binairis. She's still a nairo. Ishtano dinohu. The ilu. Let's not talk about Meitzi Shemra. Let's talk about a case that she was Mezane after Nichnasa Lechupe. That means she was Mezane after Nichnasa Lechupe. So what's the din is? Tafilu Benayris, she's a Naira, but she was Nichnasa Lechupe. Ishtani Dinu. So now there's a different din. The Ilu Zanoi Hashte Cheneku. That means a nichnasa lechupe, that's mezane, the einish is chenek. Chenek odike, hoyu v'nichnasa lechupe, afapi shalei nivalo. Kedesanya lekamon, the Gemara brings a drosha, that the whole chiyev skile, nara, v'loi boigres, besule, v'loi beula, moreses, v'loi nesue, mai loi nesue, what is not nesue, inem nesue mamish, haine v'loi beula. Alav nichnasa lechupe v'loy nivalo. That's a taich nesue. Alma ilu zanoi hashta bascheneki. Now, so laloche. Let's talk about if a nichnasa lechupe. We have a posik in the Torah that says a naro hamoroso shezinso is chayiv skil. Fine. Now, what's the din? A naro shenichnasa lechupe shezinso. What's the din?
chayiv chenek. This is facts of life. This is a drosh. This is enough in the drosh. Now, ve'ilu moitzi shemra oleo hashto. Now, let's talk about the parsha of moitzi shemra. What is the story of moitzi shemra? Every moitzi shemra, it says, a moitzi shemra gets skila. If emes ha'davar, she gets skila. Now, who are we being mechayev skila? We're being mechayev anesua skila. Anichnas alechupe, we're being mechayev skila. That's the story. The parsha of moitzi shemra, what the Torah says we're giving skila, so we're always speaking about an isha who, if she'd be mezana now, she'd have an einish chenek. So we're giving an isha, we're giving her skila. We're giving her skila. Vila moitzi shemra olea hashte, if he'd be moitzi shemra la hashte, vizanoi koidem knisa lechupe, beskile alme boitzo shemra lo yamrinen de mishum de ishtani dino ilu zanoi hashte. So if she'd be mezane now, so she would get chenek. So we'll say that what? That so we see you don't give an oynish skila on a nichnes alachupe. If you tell me this, you said you don't give an oynish skila on a nichnes alachupe. So had you learned shan the parsha of moitzi shemra, you're always giving an oynish skila on a nichnes alachupe because every moitzi shemra is a nichnes alachupe. So you see. So what's pshat? So by moitzi shemra, it's behochi chai verachmone. That means by moitzi shemra, the Torah was mechadish. You don't look at this man when we paskin the yoinish on her. By moitzi shemra, we look at this man when she was mezan. Al kochach, that's that way. It can't be differently. Vehilkach, so memele. So moitzi shemra is behochi chai verachmone. You don't look at this man. Ha'oinish, you look at this man as nus. Say bazoi, the hilkach, so my mele sorove said, I'm moire de kekashe. So you're asking a kashe, Antone dvei shile for moitzi shemra. By moitzi shemra it says, that if she was a boigre, she give us kile. So you're asking a kashe, and Rav Shila said, when she was a boigre, you'll give chenek, a kashe. Alesh, a different kashe. And moitzi shemra, forget about the bereise. In the Torah it says, that when if she'll be a nichnes alochupe, she'll get the dinis a nichnes alochupe normally would get chenek, and by moitzi shemra you get skila. So al kolchoch moitzi shemra has different gedorim. By moitzi shemra, there the Torah tells us you look at the shas as nus. You don't look at the shas oinish. So memela, what's the difference if the shas oinish should be chenek because she's a nichnes alochupe? What's the difference if it should be chenek because she's a boigres? By moitzi Shemra, I have a gili yakro. You never look at the shas oinish. Look at the shas as nus. Masha ain't came. Rav Shila is not talking about moitzi shemra. Rav Shila is talking about that anara morosu shezinso. So memele there you don't, and now later they're making a chiyuv oinish misa now when she's a boigres. So in this parsha, Rav Shila said that you know the criteria is on who you're putting an einish. The pasuk only said you put an einish skila on a nairo, on a boigres. You don't put an einish skila. That was Rav's kash. V'hilkach ki bogronami v'niseis loyemrinen b'moitzi shemra d'mishum. So therefore by bogres also. When he says, She's a nesue, she's a bogre. It's also like bringing my tzishemra, the mishum dishtani dine, the hash dishtani ktole, the mikore. My tzishemra is bahochi chai verachmone. That was Rovis Teretz and this kasha. Omalei, Omarov, that's the kasha, but Rovis, my tzishemra kamra, chani my tzishemra, the chidishu, the nichnes alochup of leiniv lo ba'almo, vizinsos bechenik, vilo my tzishemra beskile. Omalei, rafune bereide rav Yeshua le Rovis, dilme ki chodis rachmone, heiche deloi ishtani gufe.
He says, I wish to disagree with you, Rove. That means you're telling me, Bohochi Chai V'Rachmone, that the Torah says, even though we're paskening a psak and a nichnes alochupe, but we paskin on the shas aznus, which she was a arusa. That's right. That does state. That's what the pasuk says. No one will disagree with you with that. But we're talking about another case where you don't have a pasuk, that she became a boigris. She became a boigris bishas. We're paskening on her. So where do you see by moitzi shemra there the din will be you also give us kila? Where do you see such a thing? The Bahochi Chai V'Rachmone is nichneso lechupe. The Torah said, we are manish her, not the way she is now, but the way she was b'shastas nus. That's the posik, and that's it. And more than that, you don't see. But where do you see what was nishtane gufet? You don't have a posik, that she became a boigris, and because now she's a, and we have a cloud that manish a boigris killer. Where do you see that moitzi shem is any different than a posha to nara morosa? But it says, but it doesn't say, it doesn't say. So if I can't, we have a kashant on the Dvei Shila. There's no gilu yakro, the chidush of Moitzi Shemra is not by Nishtani Gufe. It's by Nishtani Dino. That's what it says, right. But by Nishtani Gufe, you don't see this chidush. So, eloch by eloch chidush, let us see Rashi. Vedilme kichod is kloime horaye de maisinam. The raya that you're bringing me, stam moitzi shemra lekan, lav raya lekan, it's not a raya to what we're talking about. The hosa mudav al gav di ishtani dino. Now, you're right. Now she's a nichnes alechupa. Dilos anoi hashte leish, the dilos anoi hashte, abola ishtani ktolo. The hod is anoi mikore. That means it's not nishtani the oinish misa from the previous news. Mishum, the loyishtani gufe, because she didn't become another type of a person. She's a nara shenichnes alechupa. So you're right. That's what it says by Meitzi Shemra. That you paskin an a nara shenichnes alechupa, the same oinish that a nara murosa gets. That's what it says in the posik. The loyishtani gufu. V'chidu shechitsha toira, this chidu shechitsha toira, Beloy ishtani gufe chodes. The Torah was, when there's no ishtani gufe, she's still a naira. So even though now she's a nichnes alechupa, you give her the einish of a naira morosa. Avol bogra. But by bogre ishtani gufe, this is ishtani gufe. Now she's a bogres. The Torah only said, "By tishama, you give skila to naira, even though she's nichnes alechupa." But when she became a bogres, to tell me that you give an oinish skila to bogres, av a bogre ishtani gufe, vibibola eidim beveisavio is nifta loche is vibibola eidim beveisavio is lalameim esolcha b'say bogre bechenik. And if the Bereise says you get skila, so if I can't, it's not like Tana Dvei Shila. So Memele, you don't have any raya. You don't have any teretz eistis. So back to the kasha. Yeah. Elo Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, you're asking a kasha Tana Dvei Shila. Tana Dvei Shila says, Ishtani Gufi, Ishtani Dine. This bereise ba moitzi shemra says ishtani gufa lo ishtani ktolo. That you're right.
So he says, you know, it's a machloikas tanoim. It's no problem. It's a machloikas tanoim. This nan, we learned a Mishnah in Hayrius. Chotu ad sheloi nismanu. We have over here a koyin hedyet dirachet, which is chayva achatos, and then later he became a koyin godel. Now, the kolbin of a kohen gadol that does a chet, and the kolbin of a kohen hedyot that does that, a chet is two different kolbonis. Now, so we have over here, the idea of the chet was after he became kohen gadol. The asiyas a chet was when he was a kohen hedyot. So now the shaila is, what kolbin does he bring? Does he bring a kolbin of a kohen hedyot? Does he bring a kolben of a kohen gadol? Oh, we'll see. Chotu ad sheloi nismanu v'nismadu. Harei hein kehedyotis. So they're like hedyotis. Let's see what Rashi says. Elo amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Kodetoni shila tidein bechene. Kohel vishtani guf vishtani ktole. Betanya achite beskile. Vaf agav vishtani guf eloi ishtani ktole. Tanoi, it's machlekes tanoi. This is a debatable subject, and there's differences of opinion in the shaila. Ishtani v'lo ishtani. Imrinin ishtani k'tolo, ilo ishtani k'tolo tanoi. Chotu ad sheloi nismanu. Nosi, before he became a nosi. Umoshuach, or before he became a kohen gadol. She'en kol bonon k'shel yochid. They don't have the same kolben. Shanosi, maybe soyer. Mashuach, maybe Paul. So the Tanakhama says, Arein kedyoitis. Bekisvo usiiro. Sha'af alpi. They're like kedyoitis. Sha'af alpi shenishtani gufom. Now they became a nosi. He became a kohen gadol. Lo nishtani kobono. You look what they were. Bishas chetom. Bishas chetom, they were hedyotis. They have a kolben of a hedyot. And the Tanakame is like the Tana of Nara Meroso Shezinso Mishaboga, the Yechayiv Skila. You look at what they were Bishas techet, you don't look what they are now. What does Rab Shimon say? Rab Shimon Oimer, Im noida lohem, ad sheloi nismanu, if they found out of the chet, they found out about their chet before the minui, chayovim, then the chayiv like kedyotis. That's it. So the chiyiv kolben was chal when they were kedyotis. Lady becomes a kohen gadol, it becomes a nasi. That doesn't change their halachas. Mishen nismanu. But what happens if the yediyas hachet came about after the minui? Turim. Depot. So what does Rashi say? Inoid lamachle nismanu davale yediye vechato bechad gufe di yediye sachet, which is machayev the kol. And the asiye sachet was bechad gufe chayovim kedyoites, and then the chayev kedyoites. Aber mishen nismanu, but what if the yediye sachet, which is machayev the kol, came about when they became nesiyim or kohen gadol, davale chato bishas kol ben yochid. The idea, the chet was b'shas kolben yochid. The chet was when they should be a kolben yochid. The idea was b'shas kolben nosim. Pturim legamri, said a potter from a kolben. Alma de mishum di ishtani gufi ishtani kolben. So what do we see from this? We see from this that the fakert, that ishtani gufi ishtani kolben. That means that even though b'shas techet, there would be chayiv a kolben yochid, but since b'shas I mechayiv them to bring a kolben, they're in a different status. He's a kohen gadol or he's a nosi, so memele. So there's a problem. So we have problems over here. B'shas the idea is machiyach that they should be. The idea is machiach, that they should bring a kolben nosi. The chet is machiach, it should be a kolben hedyot. And
and so memele, we can't make a kugel over here. So memele, each of these kolbonis are not proper. So memele pturim, so the potter. Al kolponim, what do we see? We see from Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon does hold of nishtane. That means you have to be aware of when the chiyuv kolbon is chal. So who adin? You have to reckon when the oynish bezdin is chal. So the Gemara says, "Aim edishamin leila Rab Shimon the ozel af bosa yediyah." So the Gemara asks, I wish to ask a pertinent question. Rab Shimon says that there are two components that bring about the Oynish, the Kolben, the Chet and the Yediyas HaChet. So now, if we have Stira Dika Halochis, that means the Siyas HaChet is Mechayev a Kolben Hedyet, the Yediyas HaChet is Mechayev a Kolben, a Kolben Nosi, a Kolben Kain Meshuach. So memele is a fakert. So you can't add an apple and a pear. That means the yediyah is mechayev one sort of a kolben, the chet is mechayev another sort of a kolben, and you can't put them together. So it's part of a kolben. Aimed the shemin la Rab Shimon the ozel af basel yediyah fakert. We have to reckon with yediyah also. Abu the ozel basel yediyah v'loy ozel basel chatos. Mishamitlay, the Baim Kane, Laisi Kolben Kihashto, Mishuach Parvenosi Soil. So the Gemara is asking a Moiradik, let us first see Rashi, and then we'll explain the Gemara's Kasha. Eime de Shamina Lay, so the Gemara says as follows, Kloima, Leke Lamanda Oma Hochi Ishtani Kolben Mishum Shinuye de Gufe. There's no tane here that says ishtani kol mishum shinuy de gufe midloy mechayvlu l'Rab Shimon l'noy de lahem mishnisman l'asui kedahashte. That means if Rab Shimon would say that you bring kedahashte, so then you see you hold ishtani gufe ishtani kolben fakert. I'm giving a chiyuv kolben and a kohen gadol. You're now a kohen gadol. I have to pask and you bring a kolben kohen gadol. El apturim legamri koma. No, Rab Shimon didn't say you bring a kolben kohen gadol. He said you're potter. V'taime di day mishum di boy yediya v'chato b'chad gufe. That means you need the same person. That means if there are two tnoim in the chiyuv kolben, there's one tnai is the asiyah sachet, the other tnai is the yediya sachet. So you have to have, in order to create a chiyuv kolben, you have to have that one person should do both. So then one plus one equals a chiyuv kolben. The ozel av bosa yediyah kloima shas achet mechayavtoi kisbe v'shas yediyah mechayavtoi soil lefikach ein kan echod mikol hakolbone shechayavtoi teira, because they don't add up to bring a common chiyuv. But you didn't find me a tana the ozel bosa yediyah. The shini aguf le ozel bosel chato ki he de toni shila tidin bechenek mishamet lei. Im kein dochi shamet lei laisi ki hashte. So the Gemara is asking as follows. That means Shila said yechayiv chenek. That means like this. If Shila would have said, we have a problem. The shas chet is mechayiv skila. The shas oynish is mechayev chenek, but you need both. So Bezdin can't paskin chenek because the chet was when there's an oynish skila. Bezdin can't paskin skila because the shas oynish is chenek. So you don't paskin. Ooh, if Shila would say this, so then he's saying mamish what Rab Shimon said, but he didn't say that. He says you go bosel shas oynish. That's what he said. Bishas oynish, it's skile, it's chenek. So you give chenek.
So Mamela, so the Gemara says, but that's not Rab Shimon. If Rab Shimon would say that you're chayiv a kolben koin godel, so then you are 100% right. So Tone the Vei Shile and Rab Shimon are the same. But they don't say the same thing. Tone the Vei Shile says you go basa shas oinish, and Rab Shimon says you go push the neged shas shneim.